Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Second and 10. They go with Harvey on the toss, and there goes Harvey. Harvey's got a first down. Harvey's looking for the end zone. Harvey takes it home.
RJ Harvey didn't even get touched on that run. Dallas and Washington, right? I don't know. Pittsburgh's pretty bad. Cincinnati's pretty bad. There's some bad defensive football teams this year. Really bad. The Cowboys might be the worst of all of them. Denver rolled up 426 yards and 44 points in the game. Beat Dallas 44-24 after last week's impressive win by the Cowboys over Washington. There was a decision made by Brian Schottenheimer. Third quarter, they're down 30-17 in a game in which you know you can't really get a stop. More likely than not, you're not going to get a stop. You probably won't get the ball back with the score being the same if you decide to punt it. And on fourth and five, right around midfield, I think it was their own 45-yard line, they punted. When they did that, even I think Romo just said, nah, you got to go for it here. You got to go down and score a touchdown to make it 30-24 if you're going to have any chance. They punted it 12 plays, 84 yards later. It was 37-17 game over. Denver's very impressive, man. You know, we've talked about their pass rush. You know, Nick Benito is a star. They lost Pat Surtain in this game early to an injury. That would be a devastating injury if it's long term. But they ran the ball so many times where, like, nobody's touched for 6-7 yards. Dobbins went for 111. How about the season J.K. Dobbins is having? He's got 634 yards on the season, averaging 5.3 yards per carry. He was had essentially for a song at the end of the summer, and they're working into it the UCF rookie RJ Harvey. You know, Bo Nix can throw the football, and the offense is perfect for him. Four touchdown passes for Nix, 44-24 Denver. The Cowboys the next 2 weeks, if you're a Cowboy fan looking for a bit of a silver lining, Cardinals, Raiders to get to 5-4-1 through 10. But they have the Eagles, Chiefs, Lions, the three games after that. I think, and this is where, you know, I've said that the larger concern for me about Washington isn't the offense, and I felt that way after the Chicago game. I still feel that way after the Dallas game. Of course, it will matter who's quarterbacking the team. But when you are just bad on defense, in this league, you have a chance. When you are truly horrific on defense, you don't really have a chance. You know, you just can't win enough games 38-35. to get to 10 or whatever you need to get into the postseason. Denver's rolling. They are 6-2. They were dead to right, man. You think about, they struggled offensively against the Giants through three quarters before their eruption, and they had their way with Dallas and their defense. Let's go to the link for the Eagles and the Giants.
Here's Hurts. Blitz coming. Hurts sees it. Loading up. Going for a deep ball. It is.
Yeah, it was Jahan Dotson. It wasn't the cleanest of catches by Jahan Dotson, but it was a really good, you know, kind of ball bounced around, hit his hands, came out of his hands. Then he pulled it in for a touchdown. It was his only catch of the day, in case you are concerned that Jahan Dotson's developing into a star. I think what's scary about the Eagles is we know the talent that they have. And they went through this stretch where they did not look good in losses to Denver, to the Giants. Even before that, they weren't very dynamic offensively. But they've gotten it together. In the last two games, you've got Jalen Hurts, who is 34 for 43 for 505 yards passing, 7 touchdowns, no interceptions in his last two games. And then yesterday, the one thing they haven't been able to do, run the football, you get Mr. Barkley going 65 on the second play from scrimmage, 14 for 150. Add to that Tank Bigsby. You know, they traded for him a few weeks ago. He comes into the game and he gets over 100 on 9 carries against that Giant defense. They rush for 276 yards in the game, and they had no A.J. Brown in the game. He sat. They're a scary team talent-wise. They go into their bye week 6-2, then they come out against the Packers afterwards. Look, the devastating news for the Giants was the Cam Scadaboo fractured broken ankle, which was hideous if you watched it. That thing was, you know, that thing was pointed and bent in a direction that was completely unnatural. That's the loss of a big-time rookie here in this season. But I'm not going to do the, you know, 15 minutes on the tush push here. But the bottom line is, and I'm sure you've all seen it, you know, a tush push, Jalen Hurts reaching out, having the ball stripped by Kayvon Thibodeau, fumble, he comes up with it, and they called it forward progress stopped. You just can't have this. You know, I think this was gone before this play, but this play cinches it, man. So I guess, you know, if the forward progress hasn't gotten the first down yet, then forward progress continues until they get a first down. But if they already have the first down, then forward progress stops, even though he's being pushed and he's reaching the ball out. No, that can't be the way it works. It's an impossible play to officiate, apparently, and it's a terrible play to watch. It is gone next year. No chance. I'd bet my firstborn that the tush push is eliminated. They only needed 2 votes. They got more than 2 to cinch it in the offseason. Enjoy it, Philly. This thing is over. That was a terrible play. Terrible call. Meantime, the Eagles don't even need it. They're good. They're getting better. Their 38-20 win gets them to 6-2. They play the Packers, Lions, and Cowboys coming out of the bye week in order, with 2 of those at Lambeau and at Dallas being on the road. Let's go to Pittsburgh for Sunday Night Football.
Pressure coming. He picked it up. Inside. Kraft's got it. 10. Kraft running away to the end zone. He has 2 touchdowns.
Tucker Kraft, we saw it in week 2. He's developing into one of the better tight ends in the NFL. 7 catches, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns. What's scary about that is just how bad the Pittsburgh defense is. It This is the thing about defense, and we talked about this in the offseason. It's the variance year to year is great. It's so much greater than it is with offensive football. You just don't know. Like TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Jalen Ramsey, you know, the other players they have on that defense, Darius Slay they traded for, you know, TJ Watt, obviously. I mean, Patrick Queen. It's like they got all the names, but it seems like they're aging a little bit. And they are terrible on defense. Terrible. And it's a shame for them because they've got quarterback play for the first time in several years. It wasn't just that Jordan Love completed a franchise record 20 passes in a row. It's that the receivers were so far open and then they couldn't tackle them once they had the ball. Jordan Love was 29 to 37 for 363 touchdowns. And it was just embarrassing how open these guys were and how bad the tackling was on the back end. Now, with that said, there was a play in this game. If you were watching this game last night, Pittsburgh actually played exceptionally well in the first half. They scored on four of five possessions. Now, a lot of them were long field goals. But they started off the second half with the ball up 16-7. And on a third and eight, Aaron Rodgers gets Green Bay to jump off sides. It's clear. It's almost unabated to the quarterback. And so he takes that free play to take a shot down the field. And it's incomplete. And then there's no flag anywhere. Then the referees huddle because clearly somebody, you know, instant review said, that was an offsides, gentlemen. You're going to need to drop the flag no matter how late it is to drop the flag. They didn't drop the flag. The game literally flipped because Pittsburgh had been moving all night long. Third and three was in their, you know, now they had some fourth down conversions. Third down wasn't great on, number on the night, but if they had taken that opening second half drive down the field and scored, even if it's a field goal to make it 19-7, it's going to be a ball game. I'm not saying they win it, but the game completely flipped. Green Bay then went touchdown, 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 field goal, end of game, 35-25. Pittsburgh had some stupid penalties, 15-yard big penalties. DK Metcalf got called for an unnecessary roughness post-play. A lot of post-play, three of them, 15-yard penalties. Green Bay with Jordan Love against Aaron Rodgers, 35-25. The Packers right now in the NFC at 5-1-1, if the season ended today, they would be the one seed. Long way to go, but we know how good they are. I mean, Micah Parsons dominant. Suffocating defensively, even though Pittsburgh moved the football and scored points and had a 9-point lead at halftime. That was an interesting game last night. Jordan Love, when Jordan Love is at his best, borderline elite. The problem is, he's not always at his best. Last night it was easy against another bad defensive team. How about maybe, other than Dallas and Washington, the worst defensive team, Cincinnati. The Jets went into that game with all the turmoil. Woody Johnson, you know, riding the bus over his quarterback, Justin Fields, and the Jets came out and won their first game of the year.
A closer look at him, and that just adds to the intrigue here down the stretch. Hall, boy, thought about it, now tosses to the end zone, he's got Taylor for the Jets touchdown.
That was crazy. That was a halfback option for the go-ahead to give him a 39-38 lead. They were down 38-24 midway through the fourth quarter and had a fourth and one that they converted. Next play was a Breece Hall touchdown run in which he was literally untouched. They went for two, you know, the going for two down eight on that first touchdown when you're down 14. They converted it, although it was dicey. It was called short of the goal line, and then it was overturned on replay. I thought that was a bit iffy. Look, I had the Jets. I gave the Jets out again, fully expecting to lose, and they end up winning the game outright. Unbelievable that, you know, you can put up 400 yards of offense and 38 points and lose to the Jets. How bad are the Bengals that they gave up 502 yards of offense to a team that couldn't gain a first down almost? And I'm so happy for Justin Fields. He looked like a quarterback that was completely done and could not do it. He threw for 244, no turnovers. He also rushed for 31 yards in a 254-yard rushing day for the Jets. And after last week at 0-7 with the owner basically driving a bus over him publicly, Woody Johnson, what a dope he is. And by the way, Justin Fields handling it with great class last week. This is what he said after the game.
Yesterday I'm praying like crazy just for a win. And you know, this I'm gonna get pretty vulnerable right here, but this week I kind of, you know, I found myself in my closet crying, on the ground, laying down, not because of the hardships, not because of the troubles. I felt like, you know, I was built to handle that and I was put in place to handle this situation. But in that moment when I was talking to my best friend, you know, how hard it was, and just, you know, not wavering faith-wise, I just had gotten a text from my sister and my stepmom, and it was just an encouraging text on, you know, just keep going and keep spreading the faith. And they just sent me a link on social media, and I tell you guys all the time that I'm not on social media, so I didn't see it. So that was just a sign from God for me to keep going, and that, you know, I'm in the right place. Yesterday I was just praying over and over and over again, like, yo, like, just one win. And you know, but all that to say is that, you know, God is real, God is good, and everything that we go through in this life is for a purpose. So
you open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't know how you can, you know, not feel good for him. He had played legitimately two of the worst quarterback games consecutively in back-to-back weeks. The Denver game in London, the loss last week in Carolina. In those two games, he threw for a combined 91 yards and got sacked 12 times. He got benched last week, and if Tyrod Taylor hadn't been hurt, he would not have played in yesterday's game. Tyrod Taylor would have been the starter yesterday had Tyrod Taylor been healthy. That was more likely than not the plan, and Justin Fields got an opportunity. And I'll tell you what, before the day started, when I heard that he was starting and I had given the Jets out as a smell test pick plus the 7, I was like, well, this isn't going to work. But the line didn't change. It stayed there, so I kept the play, and they were getting their ass kicked. I mean, Flacco lit it up again I mean, he was awesome in the game. Again, the last drive, I don't know why they didn't throw to Higgins or Chase. Chase, again, he's now been targeted in two games 42 times. Think about that. 42 targets for a wide receiver in two games and 28 catches. He had another 12 yesterday. But yeah, Cincinnati had a chance to be right there in the AFC North with a win. Happy for a young man who really went through it last week with his dopey owner, one of the worst, maybe the worst, along with the Carolina owner since Snyder sold the team. Good for him to end up having that kind of a win. It's not going to spur the Jets to some sort of magical season. Cincinnati's defense is truly terrible. We saw last week, we've seen Cincinnati all year just be horrible on defense. No improvement from last year. I guess there's not much variance year to year with their defense. It was bad last year. It's bad again this year. By the way, in the NFC North, Baltimore is once again the favorite, even though they are 2-5 football team. We got more around the NFL, including the team with the best record in the NFL, once again pounding a lesser team into submission, but still doing what they're supposed to do. I think there's merit in that. We'll discuss it when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
You got to be other places. Jim Bob putting it all together for his team. And Shane Steichen appreciates it.
There he goes again. Taylor. Yes. History.
12 touchdowns in 8 games for Jonathan Taylor as the Colts rolled 38-14 over the Titans. 12 carries, 153 yards for him. He now has 12 TDs through 8 games, 850 yards rushing to lead the league. He also has over 200 yards in pass receptions and 2 touchdowns. He's certainly making a case right now for what could be a muddled MVP race with a lot of different possibilities. But Jonathan Taylor, unbelievable, as the Colts rolled again. They are 7-1. Their point differential through 8 games is 116 points. That comes out to an average margin of 14.5 points per game. You know, you can point to the schedule and say they lost to the Rams. It's actually a game they really shouldn't have lost. They got a bit lucky in week 2 against the Broncos. They missed a game-winning field goal, but the Broncos jumped off sides, giving them another opportunity, and they made that kick. They play, you know, at Pittsburgh. They play at Kansas City. They still have the Texans twice, the Jags twice, the Seahawks, the 49ers. They're going to get tested. I just think sometimes when you get to this point in the season, you can start to identify teams that are real versus teams that really aren't. And I think the Colts have to be real. They score every single week. This is a team that is the highest scoring team in the NFL. The Indianapolis Colts with Daniel Jones, they have an excellent roster. We've talked about that the last couple of years, whether it was Anthony Richardson quarterbacking or even last year, you know, briefly when Joe Flacco was quarterbacking. But they're averaging 33.8 points per game, and they are stopping people. They're well coached. Look, are they better than Buffalo? Can they beat Buffalo? Can they beat Kansas City? You know, the two stalwarts in the AFC in the postseason. You know, we don't know until we get there, but they're certainly heading towards a playoff season. Now, I'm going to tell you, in that division with the game that we have next, that there's still a team that I think people are sleeping on. But don't sleep on what the Indianapolis Colts have done. When you see that kind of point differential in 7 wins in 8 games, it's legit. Let's go to Houston for the Texans and the 49ers.
Four-man pressure. Jones down the sideline for the end zone. Leaping interception by Kamari Lassiter.
Houston dominated this game. They beat the snot out of San Francisco. The final score, 26-15. Even Kyle Shanahan said, we got physically whipped in this game. Houston's defense is legit. And I've said this going back to last year when people said he was having a major sophomore season regression. I like C.J. Stroud. I think he can throw it. I think he makes plays with his legs. That guy's been behind a woeful offensive line for two straight years, and yesterday did not have his top two receivers, certainly his top receiver in Nico Collins, and against San Francisco's defense, which completely shut down Atlanta, who's got major problems offensively with their coordinator, I think, more than anything else. Stroud was 30 of 39 for 318 yards, two touchdowns, and also rushed for 30 yards in the game. They rolled up against the 49ers 475 yards of offense. I think Houston is still a dangerous team, and I know that at 3-4 behind 7-1 Indianapolis, there's a long way to go, but they still play Colts twice this year. They get another game with the Jags at home. I still think Houston can win that division. And man, that division, the AFC South, pretty damn good. Like, the AFC North stinks. The AFC South, good. Don't count Houston out quite yet. Let's go to Baltimore for the Ravens, looking to get back into the AFC North race if they can beat Chicago.
Second down and long, fake the handoff from his own end zone. Williams has time. Downfield, intercepted. Wiggins steps in front. And the Ravens come up with the big play defensively.
Yeah, big play defensively. That was in a 16-13 game in the fourth quarter, deep in their own territory, and he throws an interception. That leads to a Ravens touchdown and a 10-point lead, and that was not game over, but it was a massive turning point. Caleb Williams, only pick of the day, didn't take a lot of sacks in the game. I didn't watch a lot of this game. Tyler Huntley got the start for Lamar. Looks like the Ravens could get fined big time, but they ran the football. Derrick Henry, 71 yards. Tyler Huntley with the quarterback involved, 53 yards rushing. That guy Keaton Mitchell, who was hurt last year, he had his best game of the year. And the Ravens got a crucial win. They play Thursday night against Miami. If they can get that one, their next three are on the road, but against the Dolphins, Vikings, and Browns. Remember, they still have the Steelers twice and the Bengals twice in their division, and I think I mentioned this earlier, they're now the favorite to win the division. Barely at minus 105, but they are the favorite. Let's go to Foxborough for Drake Maye's incredible game, another one for him.
He's throwing for the end zone, and back there, the catch is made. Kayshon Boutte has six.
So I gave out Cleveland against New England, so I was watching, you know, a significant portion of this game. So there are a couple of things at work. Number one, Cleveland's a mess, obviously, on offense. They're not a mess on defense, though. Myles Garrett had five sacks in the game. Five. He's got 10 on the year. I mean, he is... I was having this conversation with Scott Van Pelt last night. We were talking about this. Myles Garrett would be, right? We both agreed on this. If there was a draft of all NFL players, he'd be the first non-quarterback taken, right, Max?
Easily.
Easily. And yet, the Patriots rolled. Look, they ended up, you know, picking off Dillon Gabriel twice. They were down. They were up 9-7 in the first half. Drake Maye, the one thing I'll say, he takes too many sacks, and he takes a pounding sometimes on these sacks. But I got to tell you, man, he is tough, smart, sees it, throws it accurately. He throws a great deep ball, and he's great off schedule. He had 50 yards rushing in the game to go along with his 282 passing. Yes, he was sacked six times in the game, and he's the most sacked quarterback in the NFL at this point in the season. I'm pretty sure that's true. He was going into the game. Cam Ward is. He's the second most sacked quarterback in the game. He's good, though. He's really good. Look, it's a long way to go. They have a great supporting cast. They have an excellent defense. They're well coached. They really haven't played, other than Buffalo, a good team that they've beaten. But here's the thing. It's not like they're going to get tested a bunch this year. You know, they play the Falcons this week. They then play at Tampa. That'll be a test against. That's the one I want to watch. Todd Bowles and what he can do against the second-year quarterback. There's no doubt, man, he is super talented. They're going to be a playoff team just based on their schedule alone. They've got the Jets twice. They've got the Giants. They've got the Dolphins. They've got the Falcons. They've got the Ravens. Who knows what they'll look like at that point. New England and Vrabel have turned this thing around, but you don't turn it around like this without the quarterback. They are having the season that Washington had last year against the last-place schedule and with a much better coaching staff and coordinator, because Josh McDaniel gets some of the credit. The debates about the 24 draft at this point are just absurd. Like, you know, call me when Drake Mays won 14 games in two road playoff games and had the greatest season in the history of a quarterback for a rookie. Now, he's having the kind of season that is going to keep his name in contention for, like, the MVP. Jaden was in contention for the MVP at this point last season. The one thing about May, he takes a lot of sacks. Takes a ton of sacks, and he takes some sacks where he gets his eggs scrambled a bunch, man. He takes some hits on that head, but man, can he play. He is exciting. He is legit. I like Drake May coming out of the draft. Love Jaden more. Love Penix Jr. more. But I like Drake May, and he's going to be another one in this draft from 2024 that we look back on it as maybe the best quarterback draft in NFL history. But they are taking advantage, no doubt, right now of an absolute putrid schedule. There's no doubt that that's been part of the benefit. All right. Elsewhere, Buffalo hammered Carolina. Tampa hammered New Orleans. Miami crushed Atlanta. Kirk Cousins' first start after Penix was ruled out did not go well. He was the least of their issues. They couldn't run the football, and they couldn't get off the field defensively against Miami, but he didn't play well either. And the Falcons really look like Raheem Morris might be the next one to get fired, because they got too much talent to be a 3-4 football team. Now, they did not have their number one receiver yesterday, so that hurt them for sure to not have Drake London out there. But that team is Heckle and Jekyll and Hyde, and they get the Patriots and Drake May next. All right, Ben Standig next to join us from Kansas City.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall! Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.